News with Ryan Price on CFAX 1070.
Josh Hilden sitting in for Ryan Price on a drive home today. Well, we've had a lot of conversation here on the CFAX afternoon show about the prospect of essentially American visitors who shouldn't be visiting, but are nonetheless, or at least, you know, they're using that loophole to get through Canada to make it back home to Alaska. And then, of course, there's been concern about the number of U.S. plated vehicles that we've seen around the province, around Vancouver Island. And it's caused a lot of concern for locals. Now, some of that concern can frankly be assuaged because there are legitimate reasons for Americans to be here in Canada and here on Vancouver Island and to have vehicles that still have, you know, a license plate bearing the name of a U.S. state. That happens from time to time. And one of these people who essentially is here under legitimate means with a vehicle with California plates on it is our next guest, Kimberly King, who moved here recently, and in the last year or so, and she just lives just north of Victoria, and she joins us here on the CFAX Afternoon Show today. Good afternoon, Kimberly, and thank you for joining us on the CFAX Afternoon Show.
Hey, Josh. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
I've got to ask, what have you experienced in the last few months simply because your vehicle has California license plates on it?
Hey, you know, I just by way of background, I am married to a Canadian, mm-hmm. And I live here now, and my paperwork is in for being a permanent resident, so it's pending, and Canadian immigration has basically stopped due to COVID. So I've gotten done everything but given my fingerprints to the government here, and they have stopped that process. So I'm kind of frozen. And so I am still here with my California plates, even though I identify as a Canadian and live here and want to be here. I prefer to be here than California. And I've been harassed. I've had people flip me off. Just yesterday, someone was following my car, taking photos of it. I had someone hit my car with a rake the other day. I turned around in a cul-de-sac, and he hit my car. I am actually fearful to drive my car. And unfortunately, I don't have the financial means to actually sell my car or do anything other than drive the car that I have. So I've put a sign on my car that says, hey, I'm a resident, I live here, and I'm hopeful that will reduce kind of the harassment that I've gotten.
Now, one of the main things I've heard raised from locals, essentially, are those saying, hey, look, if you're here for, you know, much more than 90 days, you need to change your old license plate for a British Columbia one. But because of the tangle that you're currently in, the state of limbo with the Canadian immigration system, you're unable to get the credentials you need to legally register a vehicle here in the province, correct?
Exactly. And I think that there are probably a lot of people in the same situation. Unless I can't get a BC driver's license mm-hmm. until I'm approved as a resident. And so I am here kind of stuck. And they're probably, what I would like to offer is that there are probably a lot of Americans that are here for various reasons legitimately, and they can't get their license plate changed. I've spoke to ICBC, and I've spoke to the police and tried to find a way to change my license plate because of the harassment I'm getting, and there's just no way until I'm approved as a resident.
So you're here essentially on a visitor's visa, which is essentially, unless you've applied as an American to immigrate into Canada, you more or less have automatic visa once you can get through the border when there's not a pandemic, and you can come here for 6 months at a time under a visitor's visa. Of course, you know, after 6 months, you have to go back to your country of origin, i.e. the U.S., and come back again and reset that 6 months of every time. Now, you can't do that. The border is sealed, and I believe, you know, trans-border travel for the sake of immigration purposes is not essential.
Exactly. And if I were to leave, which I can as an American, I can go back, but then I would be separated from my husband. I can't return to Canada. So there, everything for people seeking to immigrate who are here in the country has been extended indefinitely until the pandemic is over.
Is there any sort of exemption you can apply for, whether it's through ICBC for a plate or through a consulate or something like that?
Nothing. Nothing. And there's no relief available right now for people seeking to immigrate who are stuck here. There's just nothing. We're just left in limbo. So I've put a sign. I've actually taped something to my car now that says, hey, I live here. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to the U.S. in 9 months. And I'm hoping that people will understand that. But my objective is to hopefully convey the notion that, you know, there are people that are here that are not, you know, that are legitimately here. And the other point is that, you know, I follow border, because I'm an American stuck here, I follow border policy closely. And, you know, they're being very strict at the border. There are these cases, people can't just slip in. Right. So these cases, these anecdotal stories of people vacationing, you know, my estimate is probably it's pretty rare. Mm-hmm. I mean, they make for good media, but I don't really see that it's probably a really severe problem because it's very tough to get in right now anyway.
Kimberly King, she is formerly from the United States, but she's been living here for the better part of the last year, if not beyond, here in the greater Victoria area. And she continues to receive harassment due to the fact that her vehicle's license plate bears the great state of California across the top. And so I think the bottom line here, Kimberly, is that just because you have a U.S. plate does not mean that you should become the target of hate and vitriol and everything else that you've been receiving in the last little while.
Yes, thank you. That would be great for me and other Americans that are here legitimately. Thank you.
Well, Kimberly, we will stay on top of this, and we will be in touch with you to see how this story has been developing. And in the meantime, do take great care, and as much as I can say, you know, welcome to Canada.
Thank you so much. Thanks.